Today's daf is Pei Tet. We're going to start at the Mishnah at the bottom of Pei Ched Amabet. Okay, today it's all about rumors. Okay, what happened when a rumor is spread about a person that she's either married, that she's divorced? Do we go by the rumor? We saw this before a little bit, that we saw with Shmuel, that he was in a place where they don't, then once there is a rumor and there's reason to believe that the rumor was false, do we say we cancel the rumor and we ignore what we said before? Which obviously leads to a whole question, right? What's the issue of, let's say there is a rumor and then someone, it becomes proven that the rumor really wasn't true. Let's say the rumor was that she's married. And then people think she's an Eshet Ish, right? Then what happens? They prove the rumor not to be true, but what's the problem? People still, right, it's like anything. When the news prints the wrong thing and then they correct it, nobody really reads the correction. Everybody hears the rumor. If that's the case, they're going to see this woman who they think is an Eshet Ish getting married. And then there's a few possibilities as to what the concern is. So what? So number one, there's a seemingly strange concern that they're worried that people will think that it's okay for an Eshet Ish to marry without getting a proper divorce, which seems very strange because that seems like Aleph Bet. Why would you be concerned about that? Another possible concern is people are going to be, Matil Safek, they'll be concerned about her children. They'll call them mamzerim. Now, even though you could prove that they're not, it's not good for anyone to be thought of as a mamzer and to have these kids floating about that people are going to say, oh, look, those kids are mamzerim. So there seem to be possible concerns. The Gemara actually doesn't say what the concerns are. The Rishon Maisa seem to be saying the concern is really that we're worried that an Eshet Ish is going to go get, people are going to think you could get married without a proper divorce, which just seems like a strange chashash because everybody, you know, it's always a question of what are they concerned about and what are they not concerned about and why would they be concerned that people would think that. Anyway, there's a lot of, I would say that with this sugya today, there's a lot more questions to be raised than answers because if you look at the pshat mamash, okay, we're going to see that the Mishnah seems to go according to the fact that we're going to take rumors seriously. Later, we're going to talk about another braita that says we don't take rumors seriously. Now, again, you can view these as two separate tracks. The problem with doing that is that the Gemara doesn't throw them up against each other and the Gemara doesn't say, oh, well, this seems to say we do and this seems to say we don't. And therefore, we're going to go with Rashi's interpretation where he says that they're obviously talking about different kind of situations. Okay, there's two different ways to say there's a rumor that the woman's married or there's a rumor the woman's divorced, and we're going to see, as soon as I explain the Mishnah, I'll explain it according to Rashi's explanation, which then sets these two sources that seemingly are saying different things. They're each talking about different situations, and then we don't have that problem. But I just want to point out that if you look at Mamash the Pshat, it seems to be talking about the same situation and saying different things, okay? Which could be that there were different misarot at the time, but for whatever reason, the Gemara didn't think that that's what was going on here, and therefore they didn't start, you know, saying, oh, well, this contradicts.
So. Does this relate to Reach HaGet at all?
No. Yeah, yeah. So it relates to that also, okay? Yes.
This whole, all these discussions make me squirm, you know? Okay. I think they make us all feel uncomfortable. Wasn't there a way for them to just
check
make
the records.
A blanket clause, no, right. A blanket case and say, this will not be part of, you know, not even get into this.
What do you say?
I'm disturbing that they're getting into all these little fine details of Reach HaZeh, this rumor or that rumor.
People
they just have made a rule, you know, the rabbanim.
Either she's divorced or not, depending on.
Yeah, to make things much more clear, much more black-white.
So I think,
mud.
So I think the problem is that they're very concerned about these Isurei D'Oraita of either a Kohen marrying a Grusha, or in other words, it's not that. Now, yes, they have the power to kind of determine things against the Torah, right? We've seen that. However, they'd always rather prefer to be on the safe side. So while they want to say, there's a lot of cases where we've seen she's suffering migureshet, or we see on the one hand we're going to treat her like she's divorced, on the other hand we treat her like she's not divorced because maybe the get really wasn't good. That's the issue. Here we're not even sure there is a get, or we're not even sure there is a kiddushin. And the problem is maybe there really is a kiddushin. I mean, all right, she's an Eshet Ish. That's pretty serious. We don't want to get into problems of letting this Eshet Ish go marry someone else.
So you're concerned it's true, or you're concerned people are going to draw a conclusion?
No, okay. So you know what? I started with the conclusion part. That's a different... Okay, there's two issues. Let me clarify. So there's one issue. We'll see this all inside. But there's one issue, which is if someone says she's Mekudeshet, Okay, we don't know if she's married. Let's say a new woman comes into town. Okay, this is like nowadays. We go to get married in the Rabbanut. You have to bring witnesses that say you're not married. I go to the pool on Thursday afternoons with my daughter, and I sit there, and I always talk to the woman who runs the pool. She always sees me with my Gemara, and she always, you know, starts talking to me. And she's a non-religious woman, but she's very knowledgeable and into things. She actually said at some point she started learning some Daf Yomi, and she said, wait, now I lost my train of thought. Mikudeshet, if we say... Oh no, what did she say? Oh, I just lost it. Okay, I forgot what I was going to say. Anyway, maybe they'll come back to me. So if somebody says Mikudeshet, this woman's... let me think. I was talking about if a new person comes into town and then... Oh, she was talking about when she got married, because there was this whole article about this badatz. I don't know if you saw this. There's a new badatz place that they're... Recognize, you know, people can get married and get
an alternate, and
they basically this Haredi thing, and they basically don't ask questions. The person who wrote the article there was a report in the news about it. Also, they just made up a fake this and fake that, and they brought everything fake, and it went through, and they were able to, you know, they didn't get married. So according to, you know, with the badatz, we never gave you a tudat nisuin. Maybe at some point we would have figured out, but you know, they're basically giving them away for free without any whatever. And she was saying, you know, when she went to get married, she had to bring two witnesses that testified that she was single. And she said, you know, I couldn't bring women, I could only bring men. And these men, how did they know I wasn't married? You know, how would they possibly know? So, yeah, you think about it, how would anyone know? Somebody comes in, how do you know whether she's married or not? So if a rumor starts spreading that this woman was married, so we have to take it seriously, because maybe she really is married. Okay? Likewise, if we say Megureshet, maybe she really is Megureshet. The issue I talked about in the very beginning, which I probably shouldn't have jumped to right away, is a separate issue, whereas let's say the rumor spread that she's Mekudeshet, and then later we find out that she wasn't really Mekudeshet. In other words, we find out that the rumor had false, we've disproven the rumor. So then it becomes a separate question, which is, can we just say, okay, facts are, it's not the case, and there's a machloket about it. We saw this before, whether mevatlin on kala or lo mevatlin on kala. And we saw that in one city they would, in the other city they wouldn't. And that's a whole separate question about the concern of what people are going to think. That maybe people will think there's a rumor, but they won't know that the rumor was discredited, and therefore they're going to think that an Esh HaDish can marry without a divorce or something along those lines. But that's like a side issue, and on that there's a machloket about it. That less concerns me, because already there's different opinions and not necessarily so clear-cut that we're going to not cancel that. But the weightier issue is this woman married or not? Is she an Esh HaDish or is she divorced? And then in which case can she marry a Kohen? Then we're getting into these big Doraita issues that they want to stay clear from and not get in the way of them. Okay? So let's start learning. Mishnah. Yatzah shema bi'ir mekudeshet, harezo mekudeshet. Megureshet, harezo megureshet. Okay? If a rumor spreads that she's married, then we consider the betrothed. Then we say she's betrothed. Divorced, we say she's divorced. Ubilvad, here's the caveat, shelo yehe shama matla, that there's no sort of, what's a good word for it? That's the word I want to say. There's no mitigating factor, okay? There's nothing, we're going to see exactly what this is, and later in the Gemara we're going to explain it even more. There's going to be a machloket exactly about it. Ezo hi amatla, geresh ish ploni et ishto al tnai. Let's say they say this woman's Megureshet al Tanai. That's the rumor. The rumor is she's Megureshet al Tanai. Well, then we don't necessarily have to assume that she's Megureshet, because maybe the Tanai was never fulfilled. Or, let's say with Kiddushin, Zarakla Kiddushin, Safek Harovla, Safek Harovlo, Zohi Amatva. Or, for example, he threw the Kiddushin money at her, and it wasn't clear whether it fell closer to him or closer to her. The money disappeared at that point, right? She never received it. So, is she married, is she not? And that, if you have a thing, this woman is Mekudeshet, but it came with this caveat, and then the question is going to be, the Machloket and the Gemara is going to be, well, was the caveat, did it come with the rumor? Or did you first hear the rumor, and then maybe days later you heard the Amatla, and maybe that would work, maybe that wouldn't work? Okay, there's going to be a Machloket about whether, if the mitigating factor, the description comes later, is that considered an Amatla or not? Okay, so now Rashi immediately says that what's the case here? Okay, this is what I prefaced. For those who weren't here in the beginning, I prefaced this by saying later there's going to be sources that say if you say she's Arusa, which is basically Mekudeshet, we don't Choshashin La. We're not concerned. Okay, so then there's going to be a whole question, well, what's the difference? So when the way Rashi understands this is when you say mekudeshet, what does it mean? It means that you heard a rumor that she got married today. You heard a rumor that she got divorced today, which seems a little more than saying she was married, she was divorced. The later sources where we're going to say, okay, the brighter we're going to bring that says that she is married, that means that she already was in the past, and that we're not concerned for. We're only concerned if you have evidence that says, you know, somebody who said to you, this woman was married today, which seems a little bit more stronger evidence than she was married at some point without any real details about...
Except that if she were married today, you could easily prove it and not have a rumor.
If she were married today, you could try to find someone who could tell you, you're saying...
People who did it, because how far away could she be from
right, so for whatever reason, we can't... Right. It's true, however, we can't find... obviously, we can't find witnesses for this, otherwise it would be easy. Right, if there were witnesses, okay, we're going to see that if you say she was married in a different city today, that we actually, we don't accept because there's no one who, well, it's maybe it's improbable, that's possible.
Right.
Also, there's no one who can say, oh, that's not the case because there's no one from that city who lives here. Whereas if you were to say she's married today in our city, we accept it because it's almost going along the lines of what you're saying, Naomi, but the opposite, which is if it really weren't true, someone would come and disprove it. In other words, people that we know in the city, okay? Now, you might say, well, then they can bring proof. But if they brought proof, then that wouldn't be the situation at all because then we'd have proof. So, like I said, there's going to be a lot of questions raised here. There's a lot of things that are not 100% clear, but that's the direction we go in. And then the question is going to be, what does it mean we say she's married? Doesn't mean she's vadai married, okay? So what's the situation? So first of all, she's considered, let's say it's the marriage one. So there's all sorts of ramifications. She's an Eshidi, she can't marry anyone else until she gets a divorce from the guy that we're suspecting her of being married to. But she's also not necessarily married to that guy, so if she wants to stay married to him, they probably have to do kiddushin or something, like a real kiddushin. And then the other issue becomes the divorce. Megureshet, what's the relevance? So the relevance is that she can't marry a Kohen. She's considered a divorcee, but... she doesn't have a real get to show for it that she's really divorced from this husband, so she would really need a real divorce if she wants to be divorced from him. Okay, so in other words, we're dealing with these cases as these rumors raise sfeikot. Okay, you can see Rashi says, right, Yatashma v'ir mekudeshet, pnuyash yatale kol mekudeshet ayom leploni. Okay, harezim mekudeshet, belo tinase la'acher belo get. In other words, she would have to get a get from this husband, that guy that she's suspected of being married to, if she wanted to go get remarried. Okay, so there's all, right, and then harezim mekudeshet, they're going to talk about, it must have been, here they say it was even an eshek kohen, Rashi says. Okay, that, in that case, what's going to happen? If she was divorced from him, right, she can't actually remarry him again. So if someone spreads a rumor about an eshek kohen that she's divorced, and it's a reasonably legitimate rumor that she got divorced today, she can't be married to that husband anymore because he can't be Machzir Gushato, right? So she can't. Plus, she can't marry any other Kohen. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, Vasrina la Gavra, based on this rumor, we're going to, okay, he's talking about this case I just mentioned, about the Eshet Kohen. Now this woman, who they say Megureshet, is not allowed to be married to her own husband? The Hama Ravashi, we learned this before, Kol Kala de Batar Nisuin Lo Cheshin Aleh. We don't accept rumors after the woman's already been married. And once she's married, it's a fact on the ground, we're not going to accept rumors that are going to say she's not. Hachi kamar, yatsa shma ba'ir mekudeshet, harezo mekudeshet. Okay, so far that's the same. Okay, but now we want to reread the second case in the Mishnah. Mekudeshet u'megureshet, harezo megureshet. Mai taima kol v'shavro imo. What does this mean? If the rumor was spread that she was married and divorced, in other words, we took some random woman who wasn't necessarily, she was Bechezka Pnuya. She was assumed to be a non-married woman. Comes this rumor and says, by the way, this woman was married and she was divorced. Now, what's going to be the relevance? She's not an Eshadish anymore, but she now can't marry a Kohen. But if she was already married to a Kohen, we're not going to forbid her to the Kohen because we don't take rumors after Nisuin. Okay? Once they're already married, we don't accept rumors to say, oh, this woman is not, you know, divorced or something. She has the cheskat eshedi, she's married, we're not going to start ostering her to her Kohen husband. Okay, so therefore they, again, here's what I said, there's a lot of confusion here, so they're rereading the Mishnah, they're reinterpreting it. Now this is, again, historically, we're talking about Rav Ashi, the end of the Tekufat Amoraim, okay, many, many generations later, can't understand the Mishnah, so they reinterpret the Mishnah based on what he said. Okay, which again, you could say, maybe the Mishnah didn't have this concept of kol kala debatarni suin, we don't, right? But then you have to wonder, well, how could he have said it if it goes against the Mishnah? You know, but then you could say maybe he had other, right, other factors that caused him to pass in that way, and he felt that was important. And what's this kol v'shovro imo? That means that the kol, right, it's almost like saying hapesha asarhu hapesha itir, you know that concept? Whereas if she comes and says to the court, again, we have a non-married woman, she comes to the court and she says, listen, I was married, but I was also divorced. So we believe her because she brought, right? So the kol and the undoing of it is all together. So therefore, we accept it all. Amarava. Yatza la shem mazneh ba'ir. Let's say people said that she's been sleeping around. Now again, what's the relevance? Well, she's a zonah, right? Now a zonah, what is a zonah that can't marry a kohen? So presumably it's someone who sleeps with an ove kohavim or an evan. That's what Rashi says. So there's a rumor that this woman is sleeping around with non-Jews or avadim. And therefore, again, she can't marry a kohen. So what do we say? Ein choshashin la. We don't believe these rumors. If people start saying, oh, this woman sleeps around, we don't believe them. My time, pritzuta de ba'al mahu dechaze la. It's just, this is a woman who flirts, does things that are a little inappropriate, but it doesn't necessarily mean that there's a great, right? There's going to be a machloket about this, right? If a woman acts like that, do we assume that things are going on or not? So Rava says, no, we don't assume. It's just pritzuta ba'alma. And I think what he's also referring to is the fact that people very easily, when they see people behaving this way, they start spreading rumors about them. Okay? So now we're going to say kitsunai.
Are they differentiating between who she might have, who they suspect she might have had relations
no,
with?
No, they don't seem to be saying
say
that.
With the Eved or a...
Right. So again, you have to remember, that's what the Rashi is bringing up. It doesn't say so in the Gemara. But the assumption is because those are the ones that are relevant for a Kohen, that a Kohen can't marry. There's two ways of reading this. Is she married or is she single? Rashi says she's single. And that's why he says it's specifically the Ove Kochavim and the...
Why? Because if it's for the Jew, it's considered then she might have
been a Biyakidushin.
Well, it could be a Biyakidushin, or it's just sex out of marriage, which is not halachically majorly problematic. In other words, there's issues, obviously, but it's not... Like, there's no Yisraeto, right? Around, right, it's... So she's, you know, sleeping around. It's not as big a deal. However... If she's married, then it's a separate issue, right? If she's married and then people say that she's mazneh. So there's two different ways of reading this sugya, what the issue is. Now they're going to say kitanai. There's a three-way machloket tana'im about this, okay? About how we deal with rumors. Achla b'shuk, if she's eating in the shuk, which they say means it's something promiscuous. Gir gira b'shuk, which means she's holding her head high, okay, which also they think is promiscuous behavior. Get this one. Hinika b'shuk, she's nursing in the shuk. Okay, yeah. We can all, in light of, you know, what goes on in nowadays and the whole issue of, you know, can you nurse on the train, on the right, on the, there was this whole issue a number of years ago on the subway. Okay. It doesn't exactly say how you're nursing, you know, with a cover on you, not with a cover on you. Okay. Bikulan Rabbi Meir Omer Tetze. Okay, he says, now here he's talking about a married woman, right? Okay, so again, you can read this two ways. Either Tetze, if she married a Kohen, if she was a Pnuya when the rumors came about, she married a Kohen, even though she was suspected of a Zona, she'd have to get divorced. And if you go with the married, right, that she was married and there was rumor that she was sleeping around, right, because she was doing these things while she's married, then he'd have to divorce her. So again, two ways of reading it. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Mishis Ubiyat Nuba, Mozrot Balivena. We saw this before. This is, it's not enough to be Achla B'shuk, Yigara B'shuk, and Kabashuk, but when the women who weave in the light of the moon, right, they weave in the shuk, and that's when they do all their gossip. If they're talking about her, that she's sleeping around, then it's an issue. Okay, now, the best line comes up now, right? You think about these women who are gossiping, right? Are they the most worthwhile? Is this so, right? And is this a legitimate kind of, first of all, we don't even accept women's testimony in general. And then to say that we're taking it based on the gossip of the women is bichlal. Okay. So now, Amar Rav Yochanan ben Uri, here's opinion number three, and this is the one that's going to match Rava. Remember what Rava said. It's just pritzuta ba'alma, and she's not, you can't necessarily assume she's sleeping around. He says, Im kein, I love this line, and this came up once before in the context of Kisei Rosh, lo hi nachta ba'la rama vinu sheyoshevetach ha'ba'la. Okay, in other words, no one's going to stay married if you go by what the women gossip. They gossip about everybody, and they make up stories, and don't go by that. Ba'atoha amra ki matza be'ervat davar. We're going to see this tomorrow, right? The when to see divorce, and when he sees Ervat Davar. Ulahalan omer al pishnayim edim al pishloshat varim yakum davar. They compare the Ervat Davar and the Davar. Malahalan Davar barur afkan Davar barur. Unless there's Davar barur about her znut, we do not, okay, what kind of Ervat Davar that he can divorce her for? That's when there's real edut, not when we have these women gossiping in the shuk, or when she's just achla b'shuk, yugara b'shuk, etc. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Be'ula ein choshashin la. Let's say they say that this woman was already had sex before marriage. Okay, what's going to be the relevance? Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol can only marry a betula. Okay, another relevance, her, let's say she's marrying a regular guy, her ketubah is worth half the amount. Remember, it's me'azuz instead of matayimzuz. Okay, there's a few relevances. There's one more I don't recall this in the very minute. But if you say she's a be'ula, ein choshashin la. Okay, we don't, if you say she's already been, someone slept with her, we're not concerned for this rumor. She can go marry Kohen Gadol if she wants. She can, get her Matayim Zuz. Nisua ein choshishin la. This is what I said before, that they translate this as being, if you say she's married, we ignore this rumor, meaning she's already been married in the past. Arusa ein choshishin la. Okay, but like I said before, this seems to, if you understand the Mishnah like the Pshat, and this like the Pshat, this seems to be talking about the same thing as the Mishnah, and therefore raises questions, but that's why the Mishnah, we said, is talking about you say she's married today, and this is talking about you say she's been married in the past. Arusa ein choshashin la. Again, you'd have to say it means she was already engaged. Shelo leploni, now we're flipping. Now we're talking about, let's say you say she's mikudeshet hayom. Okay, again, I'm going according to the interpretations here because otherwise it doesn't make much sense. Because if arusa ein choshashin la, so what would be the difference whether you said she's arusa shelo leploni? Okay, what does this mean? You say, we know that she's married but not to this guy. Which means what? That we don't really know who she is married to. Okay? So ein choshashin la, we're not concerned for this rumor. So first of all, if you say arusa ein choshashin la, so obviously, right, if you say she's married to so-and-so, she's obviously not going to be, if we say she's married to I don't know who, obviously you're for sure not going to think she's married. So what do they explain this arusa, shelo leploni? It must be, if people said she was married today, but we don't know who she's married to, then ein choshashin la. Okay? Be'ir acheret, ein choshashin la. This is what I said before. If you say she was married today, but in a different city, we're not concerned for this rumor. Mamzeret ein choshashin la. We say there's a rumor that this woman's a mamzeret. We're not concerned for that rumor. Shifcha. There's a rumor she's a shifcha. Ein choshashin la. And now we're going on a totally different topic. If there's a rumor that he kedish ploni nechasav, hifkir ploni nechasav, ein choshashin lahem. If there's a rumor that says this guy gave all his property to Hekdesh, so we don't take the property away from him and give it to the Beit HaMikdash. Okay? Or if he was Mabkir's Nechasim, he's just said, all my Nechasim are Hefker, we don't allow everybody to go take his property. Okay? We don't accept rumors for that either. Okay. Amar Ula. Now we're going to have a whole thing about exactly what is this kind of rumor that we heard. Lo Shasham'u, Amar Ula, Lo Shasham'u Kol Havara. It wasn't that they heard mere gossip. Ela Kedesh Yehu, what did they say when they said Mekudeshet? It has to be a case where there's circumstantial evidence. There's evidence that the house was set up for a wedding. There were candles. There were beds set up for the guests. There were, and everything was set up. Okay? And people were going in and out. And people said, what do? You come to the court and you say, I heard people say that so-and-so is getting married today. So they say, mitkadeshet, what do you mean? If you say Ploni is going to get married today, that's not evidence that she's married. Dilma lo ikatsha, maybe she broke off the wedding, he broke off the wedding, maybe one of them didn't agree. That's not a good. So they say, no. Ema, reread what he said. Ploni nitkadsha hayom. Okay, they say there were neirot, there were mitot, and people were saying that so-and-so got married today. V'chein tani levi, levi's going to say the same thing. Lo shishmu kol avara, ela kadesh yu neirot ol kodu mitot mutzaot, v'nashim tovot le'or aner. Okay, yeah, it's his own version. And women were weaving to the light of the candles. Usmechot la, we're very happy for her. V'omrot plonit mitkadeshet hayom. Okay, the difference between him is also we accept it from women, right? There's women saying it. Okay, again, they're going to say the same thing. She's going to get married today. So they say mitkadeshet, what do you mean? Dilma lo ikatsha, maybe they never got married. I'm a betrothed, right? I'm using them interchangeably here because it doesn't really, it's not so relevant. Amara papa, ema ploni nitkachayom, which is, right? It means that they said so-and-so was betrothed today.
So is this saying that a light rumor isn't acceptable, but a strong rumor?
Yes, exactly. So all of a sudden, right, in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, it seemed very open, right? A rumor. Now we're starting to see levels of rumors, okay? And that's what this is obviously, right? It makes sense that they're getting to that. Amara papa. I said that. Amar Rabbi Barbara Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Lo shashamu kol avara, ela kadeshu neirot okodim mitot mutzaot b'nei adam nechassim b'yotzim. Amru, davar zehu kol. Okay, if they, amru davar, if they said something, okay, like ploni mikadesh adayom, zehu kol. Lo amru davar, but if they didn't say anything, zehu amatla. Okay, so now we're going to have a big question about this, okay? First of all, before we go into this, I forgot to mention something. In the Mamzeret case, why don't we accept a rumor that she's a Mamzeret? Because it goes against a Chazaka. In other words, some of these cases, there's the Kol versus the Chazaka. She's a Chazkat, people of the Chazkat that they're not Mamzeret. So we don't accept a rumor to override the Chazaka of what this, it's like in general, if the woman's a Pnuya, we don't accept a rumor to change her status unless... Right, depends how strong the rumor is. And that's how, and with the mamon case, it's because you can't take money out of someone's hands without a proper, right, without proper proof. And here there's not enough of a proof. Okay, so now we have this issue. So he says, if they don't say anything, zehu amatla. So now, lo amru, v'ha lo, v'lo klum. What do you mean if they don't say anything, this isn't a matla? This isn't anything. In other words, this isn't even a kol. What's an amatla? An amatla is something that takes away the kol. In this case, if they didn't say ploni mitkadesh nitkachayom, then it's not even anything. So what are they saying? Now, how do they explain Rabbi Yochanan here? Lafu kemi de Rabba Barav Huna. Rabbi Yochanan said this to distinguish himself from what Rabba Barav Huna says. Damar amatla shamru, the amatla that they say, afilu mikam ba'ada sarah yamin. Rabbi Rav Huna said, an amatla can come and cancel a rumor up to 10 days after. Or even after 10 days. Afilu mikam ba'ada sarah yamin. In other words, the amatla can come at some point and cancel the rumor. Kamashmanan lo amru hu dahavya amatla. Ha amru lo havya amatla. The only time when you can have the amatla is relevant is if they didn't, in other words, what he's really saying is it's not really an amatla. He's saying if they didn't say anything, then you have a way out. But once they said something, then there's no room for an amatla. That's unless they said it with the amatla. If they said ploni nitkadsha hayom, and with that they said al tnai, okay, then the amatla would be relevant. But if they didn't say the amatla with it, then the amatla is not relevant. So this is a very important machloket about whether the amatla has to be said at the time or whether we bring the amatla later, does that cancel out the kol? We're going to see more of this later. Amaravi Abba Amarav Huna Amarav. Lo shashamu kol havara. Okay, another statement about this. El kadeshi omru. Now here he has a different way. It's not enough to have mere gossip, but what has to happen? Shiomru ploni mehechan shama. Mi ploni. Uploni mi ploni, ubotkin v'olchin an shemegin l'davar habarur. It's, you have to, so-and-so's heard this, they said, well, who'd you hear from? And who'd you hear from? And who'd you hear from? Until you actually find out the facts. So then they say, obviously, what's the problem here? Davar habarur, if they find out the actual facts, well then, eidu mal yatahu. This isn't a rumor. That's not what we're talking about. So, Ela ki ata Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda amar Rabbi Abba amar Rav Huna amar Rav. Okay, so then when Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda came, he said, this is really what Rav Abba said in the name of Rav Huna, in the name of Rav. Lo shashamu kol havara, Ela kidei shiyamru ploni mehechan shama mi ploni, uploni mi ploni. We have to find who the original people they heard it from was, but v'alchu lahen l'medina hayam. But when they finally get to the last people, what do they find out? That the people went abroad and there's no way to actually clarify. Then we're going to accept the rumor. In other words, if we can find the source of the rumor, even though we can't contact them, that's the case where there's a rumor. And since we can't contact them and find them and ask them, therefore, okay, again, you have to wonder if they said ploni mitkadesh ad hayom, how these guys disappeared so quickly and we can't find them. So again, it raises, like I said, there's a lot of questions to be raised here. It raises questions again about assuming that we're talking about ploni mitkadesh ad hayom. Or Nitkacharya.
I guess for people, no, seriously though, I guess for people who lived like in a town on the sea.
Right, they could have gone off and then. Right, it's possible.
It's
right.
possible.
Right. Or, again, he doesn't say the words Ploni Nitkacharya. Maybe he had a different. You know, maybe he thought that it was enough, even if they said it about the past. Again, it's like it's very confusing here. Amarle Abaye l'Rav Yosef. Mivatlina kala o lo mivatlina. Okay, now we get into the issue of once we have a call and then we find out that the call was wrong, do we cancel it or not? Amarle mida amar of chista as yishmu.
Do we cancel what?
The call. The rumor. If we find out that the rumor for sure wasn't true, do we cancel it or not? Okay, and that's why I said the issue is, right, seems to be the Mefreshim talk about, that we're worried that people will think they heard the rumor, right, and then they think she's an Esh Hadish. They don't hear that the rumor was disproven, and they think an Esh Hadish can get married without a get. Amar le, mida amar Rav Chista, ad shishmu mipiak sherim. Okay, what does it say? And, right, until you hear mipiak sherim, that the rumor's not true. So shema minam, mevatlin ankala. It sounds like if we verify that it's not true, then it's not true. Then we can cancel it. Amar le, so now Baya says, adraba. Mida Amar Rav Sheshet, you proved it from Rav Chista, I'm going to prove it from Rav Sheshet. Afilu mipi nashim habikol. Okay, this is his proof. Even women can make a rumor. What does that seem to imply? The rumors are very, right, as long as there's a rumor, we're going to take it seriously. In other words, even a weak rumor, we're going to take seriously. And therefore, Shema Mina, lo mevatlin ankala. Okay, it's not exactly a clear-cut proof, but he says because it's so weak, we're going to basically accept it even if you cancel it. Because we allow women, so even if it's canceled, I'm going to assume it's still a rumor. Amarle, atravata ninhu. We go by both of them. Besura mevatle kala, ben harde lo mevatle kala. Okay? And depending on, there was a different psak in different places about whether we do or not. Hayidin afikale kala di ikacha le bar be rav. Okay, now we're going to have a whole bunch of cases. There was a woman who, there was a rumor that she was married to bar be rav. Ate Rav Chama la'avua. Rav Chama came to her father. Amarle, emali hechiava uvda. What's the situation? Is she married or not? Amarle altnai kadish adata de lo leza le bechozai. He married her altnai, that he betrothed her altnai, that he won't go to bechozai. Va'azal, and he went to bechozai. Okay, so now the father's saying, really she's not married because the tanai was canceled. Amarle kevan de be'ina dahav. So now what's the psak? What does he say? Kevan de be'ina dahav ekala lo have amatla lav kol kminech de mechazek et amatla. Okay, so now what do we say? Since the amatla didn't come at the same time as the rumor, he passes like the opinion that said that if the amatla doesn't come at the same time, then basically what do we say?
Can't undo the
rumor. So this woman was considered mekudeshin. Okay, next case. Pass me that cup, please. Show and tell. Okay. Okay, dates. Okay, for those who can't see. So you see this date? This date, if you take off the date, you pit the date, which we were doing last night, and you'll see that there's some of the dates sometimes sticks onto the pit. Okay? Remember that. Okay. Hahi de nafik ale kala de ikacha ba'atzifa de tochla. Be'ena de be'shifi. There was a call that this guy married her based on the little stuff that was left on the edge of the pit. Okay? Exactly. We're going to see. It's lo shavet pruta. In other words, he married her by the little dregs that were left on the little meat, the flesh that was left. That's the ifta. Itzifa to tochla, and be'ene de beit shifi is at the ma'ayan of beit shifi. Okay, shachar avadi ra'idi bar'avin l'kamet abaye. Ki agav namai. What do we say abaye? Amar le afilu l'man da amar lo mevatzlin ankala. Even if you say we don't cancel rumors, b'ham mevatzlin ankala. In this case, we would. Why? Because me'mar amre. Again, what's the whole concern about whether we cancel rumor? What will people say? So they'll say, oh, well, people will say if they see her go get married without a get, what will they say? Oh, they're right. They'll ayni b'hu rabbanah b'kidusheha. V'lo haba b'shavet pruta. They'll say, oh, the rabbis checked into it and they saw that with all those little pieces, didn't add up to a shavet pruta. In other words, if there's something that people can hang on to say, we're going to see a few cases like this. If there's something for people to hang on to have an explanation as to why this woman's getting married when they think she's an Esh Hadish, they'll come up. If there's some petach to say, oh, it wasn't a shavet pruta, then we're not so worried. Okay, we're going to see a few cases like that.
In high school where the boys would
marry. Yes, where the boys would marry with the coke.
The coke thing.
Exactly.
Or okay. The correct thing.
Yeah, right, the same thing. Okay. Hayidin nafika lekala di'ikad shalachad mibnei planya. There was a rumor that the woman was married to one of the sons of this guy, but they weren't sure to which one. Amarava, again, afila laman damar lo mevatlin ankala, beha mevatlin ankala, why? Memer amre, ayinu buhu rabana bekidushe katan hafu. People will say, oh, it must be she married the younger one, and it was kidushe katan, and kidushe katan is not valid. Okay, he was. You know, they'll look at the family, they'll say, oh, one of the kids was a katan, so therefore it's going to be okay. Similar situation here. There was a kid who, you know, kind of grew a little early. He looked older than he was. There was a case like that. Okay, he didn't get to the level of Plagot Reuven. Okay, this comes up in Shirat Dvorah. Okay, there's different explanations. I'll go with one of them. Then in the Plagot Reuven, there's Gadolim Chikrei Lev. What does it mean to be a Gadol? Not Gadol in size, but Gadol in intelligence. Okay, and therefore people will say, oh yes, it's true, this kid is very big, but they can see through that. They'll realize he's not intelligent and he was really a Katan. Okay, now we're going to go back to the Mishnah. Ubovad Shalot Heisham Amatla. Amara Barafuna. Amatla Shamru. Afilu Mikam Ba'ad Asara Yamim. So that's the opinion we saw before, right? Even if you say it 10 days later, it's fine, right? We accept the Amatla. Rav Zvid Amar, Bimkom Amatla, Chashina La Amatla. Rav Zvid says, if there's room to suggest an Amatla, okay, this is going one step further to knocking down this rumor. If there's room to suggest an Amatla, then we're concerned for an Amatla. If there's any sort of right in that, we don't actually have an explanation. But if we can come up with one that would be relevant in this case, then we do. So, etive Rav Papa leRav Zvi, Rav Papa immediately asks on this. But it says in the Mishnah, Ubavad Shalot Teheisham Amatla. Sounds like there has to actually be one, not that we can create one. Amarle, no, I read it like this. Bimkom Amatla Kamar. It means if there's potential for there to be an explanation. Even if the explanation doesn't exist, we can make it up. Amarle Rav Kahana leRav Papa. Va'atlo Tizbira. So now Rav Kahana, Rav Papa obviously assumes that you actually have to have an Amatla. So Rav Kahana asks on him, what, you don't think that you can make up an Amatla? V'hatnan, we have a Mishnah that says, what's the case? This is the Yavama. Remember in Yavama, not the Yavama, but the case in Yavama, where the husband goes off, disappears, we have Eid Echad, she gets married based on Eid Echad, and then the husband shows up on the scene. So what do we say there? If she's engaged to the next guy, we allow her to go back to her first husband. If she's already married, we don't. What's the reason if she's already married? Because we blame her. What do we say? You shouldn't have done it without checking into things better. Okay, but if she's engaged, then we allow it. So now they're going to say, Nitkadsha, that's the case here. She gets betrothed. V'achar kach baba ala, muteret lachzor. She can go back to her first husband. Lav mishum damrinan al tnai kadish. Isn't it because we basically make up an amatla that what? That she got married al tnai, that her first husband wasn't existing anymore, right? She thought he was dead, and that we can now retroactively say that the kiddushin was really given under the condition that he was dead. And since he's not, so the condition isn't fulfilled, the betrothal is no good, and she can go back to the first guy. So what do they say? No shane hatam. And therefore, Rav Papa would say that we can make up an amatla. So now he's saying, no, why can we make up an amatla here in this case, in the case from Yavamo, but not in our case? Shane hatam da'ate ba'al v'kama arer. There, the husband is coming and is saying, but I'm here. In other words, that's different from this case where it's just a matter of, do we, you know, right, what's the exact difference? I have it clear in my head. Right there, he was Ma'ara on the Kiddushin, right? And therefore, it kind of right, that's what they're saying. In that case, since she was betrothed on a false pretense, right, and then the husband comes back, so it turns out she was actually still married to the first guy. If she's actually still married to the first guy, what do we say about the new Kiddushin? It's not good, right? If you marry someone, Inei Shadisha's Kiddushin isn't even valid. So therefore, the Kiddushin isn't even relevant. So that's why. So Ihachi, so if that's the case, well then Nisei Nami, it shouldn't matter whether she's married or engaged to the next guy. We should allow it to apply. Also, she gets remarried to the guy based on the first husband. Turns out the husband shows up on the scene, so the betrothal, the marriage, was all invalid. She should be allowed to go back to the first husband. So what do they say? Then they say what I said already. Nisei Da'avi Sura Kansua Rabbanan. In other words, in theory, Mikaradin, she could go back to the first husband. But the rabbis put a knas on her because they said you should have checked into it better. And why? Okay, Niseita Avdi Isura Kansur Rabbanim, but Nitkadsha, that she, when you get and get betrothed, you're not actually having sex with him yet, and therefore Delo Avdi Isura, she didn't actually do an Isra yet, therefore Lo Kansur Rabbanim. But if she's actually going to sleep with the guy, then you know she should have checked into it better. I'm Rav Ashi. Kol Kala Delo Itchazik Bebeidina Lav Kalahu. Okay, you see Rav Ashi, okay? This matches his shita app before all also. Rav Ashi clearly didn't want to give so much credence to these calls because he said in the first, the very beginning, if it's after Nisuin, we don't accept it. Here he says, if it doesn't have baiting, right? If it's the baiting doesn't verify it, then it's not a call. V'am Rav Ashi, kol kala v'rata Nisuin lo chashin ala. Okay, which seems to imply what? Had batar erusin, it sounds like after they're engaged though, chashin alei, you would, right? If they're only engaged, you would be choshishin. Rav Chaviva amar, afilu de batar erusin nami lo chashin alei. Rav Chaviva says, even after erusin, we're not choshish, v'hilchata lo chashin alei. Okay, so we say, not even after erusin. Once they're engaged, we don't accept a call. Am Rav Yirmiya ba'aba, shalchulei mi be'rav l'shmuel. Okay, from the house of Rav, they asked Shmuel, right? This we've seen before. Why would they be asking Shmuel and not Rav? Because this is after Rav already died. Then they started sending their questions to Shmuel. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, yatsa alaha kol mirishon, uba acher v'kitsha kidushei Torah mahu. Okay, let's say she has a call about the first one, that she's married to some guy, but instead somebody else married her, kidushei Torah, so mahu. Shalach lei teitse. He says she should get divorced. Now, obviously, it's not going to be clear from who. The first guy who she suspected to be married to, or the second guy who she actually married. So we don't know. And then he says, and figure out what happened. And tell me what actually happened. So now they're going to try to figure out what this means. My. So, what do you want to figure out? If you want to say, let's figure out if the first marriage was a good marriage at all. And if it's not, what will we say? Well, cancel the kol. Well, you can't say that's the case. Why? Because it's not go find out what the story was and then we'll cancel the kol, because Shmuel lives in the place, right? He was from Nehardea, and in Nehardea they didn't cancel kolo. Ela, so therefore, what must it be? Di magalya milta de kiddushe kama kiddushe ma'alyaninu. If we find out that the first kiddushin was a really good kiddushin, then lo tzricha get misheni. Then she won't even need a get from the second guy because her kiddushin never even happened. Because if she's engaged, right? If she was betrothed to the first guy, then betrothal to the second guy was meaningless. Upliga de Rav Huna, and this disagrees with Rav Huna, to Amar Rav Huna, eshet ish. She's a married woman. She puts out her hand and accepts kiddushin from someone else. She's mikudeshet. Why do we hold she's mikudeshet? Midurav hamnuna. To Amar Rav Hamnuna, ha'isha shamra lebala gerashtani ne'emenet. Rav Hamnuna said that if she says to her husband, gerashtani, you divorced me, she's believed. Why? Chazaka eini shami zapaneh b'fnei ba'ala. And therefore, right, remember we saw this? She's not going to be lie to her husband and say, you divorced me, when he didn't actually divorce her. So therefore, the assumption is, if she's an Eshet Ish, and she goes and gets Kiddushin from someone else, it must be that she's really not an Eshet Ish. In other words, we believe her. We believe her that she must be divorced. So now they say, well, why wouldn't the other guy hold by this? Right? Because why did the other guy say, no, we don't accept the Kiddushin, they don't work? They're obviously going to make a distinction. It really, which makes a lot more sense than the first guy. Because ki itmar de Rav Hamnuna, what was Rav Hamnuna saying? Bifanav. It's only if the husband's actually there and she says gerashtani. She's not ne'emenet to go in front of some other guy, get married, and say, oh yeah, I'm divorced, right? She's only ne'emenet if it's in front of her husband. Now they're going to say, shelo bifanav miza miza. She's going to have all the chutzpah in the world to go do it when he's not there. Okay, so now, lo matzu davar bo yomahu. What if they don't find out what the reality is in the situation? They went to check and they couldn't find out. So Amar Rav Hamnuna, so now the question is, who divorces, right? Who's the teitze? Migaresh rishon v'nosei sheni. Okay? She gets a divorce from the first guy who she suspected of being married to, and she marries the second guy. Aval migaresh sheni v'nosei rishon lo. But we don't do the flip. We don't make her divorce the second guy who she got married to and stay married to the first. My time, huh? There's a concern that what? If she was legitimately betrothed to the first guy and then legitimately got betrothed to the second guy, then he's going to be, if she goes back to the first guy, gets divorced from the second guy, goes back to the first, that's a machzir grushato after she was with someone else. And that's not allowed. Okay? It was machzir grushato in every scene, and you're not allowed. Rav Shimon Abarei Rav Idi Amar, Af Megarei Sheni Venosei Rishon. You could do that, okay? You could divorce, what we just said doesn't work, you could do that. Divorce the second one and marry the first. Meimar Amre, people will say, Aine Rabbanim B'kidushe, B'kidushe Taod Hava. Okay? They're going to say that, oh, the rabbis checked into it, right? People won't think that it was really good Kiddushin. They'll assume that it was a mistaken Kiddushin. Yatzala kol mizeh umizeh mahu. What if they say she's married to two people by rumor, right? There, right, this case was, we know for sure she's married to the second. What if they're both rumors? Amra Papa, avzo magaresh rishon v'nosei sheni. Rav Papa says this is the same as before, that she divorces the first one and marries the second one. Amemar amra muteret lishnehem. If she wants to, she has her choice of who she wants to be married to. Okay? V'hilchata muteret lishnehem. Okay? In other words, she could do either which direction. And we paskin that way. Okay, tomorrow, unfortunately for those listening online, it's going to be, we're doing the CM Friday night. You will miss it. So we will start up on Sunday on Kiddushin. For those around, we'll have the CM tonight. Finish the Masechet, all about the famous Machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, right, which you might have thought would come in the beginning of the Masechet. On what grounds can you divorce your wife? But if she burns your food, is that enough? Okay, as wives who aren't good cooks. Okay, it's one of those things you should have your wife cook for you before you get married.